You're listening to Raven Radio, KCAW Sitka. I'm Catherine Rose, and I'm here with Anna Laffrey, Sentinel reporter. And you've been covering quite an exciting month of sports. March was peak basketball season.
I think we've all heard the news that our own Mount Edgecombe High School Braves boys basketball players brought home the state title for 3A. Just kind of sent excitement throughout the state. The network of alumni and family members who are supporting this team every year.
They've been close before, right? To a state championship.
Right. Some of the players this year were on the team in 2023 that made the state championship game. And then last year, the Braves made the semifinals at state and lost by 1 point to the Sitka Wolves.
Wow.
So it's been in the sights of all Braves athletes since the school was founded in 1947. And in that time, there have been different divisions or whatever you want to call it. But the Braves hadn't brought home a state championship title until this March.
So you caught them at the airport on March 22nd, right? Tell me a little bit about that experience of watching the students get off that plane.
Sure thing. There were dozens of Mount Edgecombe High School students at the airport going on midnight on Sunday, March 22nd, waiting for Alaska Flight 70. The Braves boys were on that flight. The Braves girls got stuck in Ketchikan. They didn't make it home that night.
Oh, gosh.
So the welcoming committee missed the girls, but were dressed up, some in Braves mascot costumes, and everyone had hand-painted signs and lined the hallway in the new arrivals area at the Sitka airport. The boys were pretty bleary-eyed, but I spoke with a few of them about how they were feeling after having such a historic win in Anchorage at the championship game.
So one of those students you met at the luggage pickup, Caden Herman, what did he have to say?
It means a lot for, you know, the school because it's the first championship they've ever won for boys basketball. And it means a lot to our communities and, you know, all the people that support us.
At that same conversation, I spoke with Carlos Sandoval from HUNA, a senior who built on what his teammate Caden Herman said.
What these boys are saying just means a lot, not only to me, but also like the school, because it's a really big basketball school, you know, although it has a little of the sports, but definitely big on basketball, knowing people coming from all those communities playing basketball and stuff like that. So,
is this something you guys would have dreamed about when you were growing up, like the state championship?
Yeah.
And are you hearing from everyone you know?
Yeah.
Phone's
still blowing.
Phone's blowing up.
Yeah. That's pretty cool, Tom.
This wasn't the end of the celebrations for the Mount Edgecombe boys team. They went on to a banquet later in the week.
The leaders of Mount Edgecombe High School organized a special, what's called a family night dinner, held every Thursday. But this one was special to celebrate this historic win and featured some balloons, a special meal for the team, and some treats like cake, crimson and gold cake for everybody in attendance. So hundreds of people in the cafeteria. And in his speech, the coach, Marshall Vest, who is new to the team this year, said that he couldn't be happier with the opportunity to coach the Braves. He grew up in Kenai and applied for the coaching job this year.
This season definitely had its ups and downs and its growing pains, but I think after we came back from Barrow and on that tournament we played up there, we lost to them. We had a team meeting and we all set our intention going forward in the season, and we all aligned upon a goal that we wanted to go to state and win that championship and have a get back on Barrow.
Yeah. So that was in late January. They lost to Barrow by 10 points. What happened next?
Coach Vest and the athletes said that at that point the team really turned their focus on the competitors they'd see at the state tournament in March and locked in and started working every day with the very specific goal in mind to win the state championship, no matter how scary a thought that might have been at the time. After taking the Region 5 title, the Braves entered the 3A state tournament ranked first in 3A. And I spoke with the athletes during that celebratory dinner and about that, the momentum leading into the championship tournament. And senior Caden Kulikon from Kuktovik described what their run was like entering the state championship tournament in Anchorage.
Build up energy all week, you know, beating Houston, blowing them out by like 40, and then beating Sitka. It was a close game throughout, but we ended up beating them by 10. That, of course, brought a lot of energy. And going into the championship game, we knew we had to achieve the goal we set.
So going into that championship game against the Barrow Whalers on the Saturday championship of the state tournament, the crowd was full of Barrow and Mount Edgecombe High School alumni who had traveled to Anchorage for this game, all clad in their school colors, some rooting for both teams depending on their family connection. And we have Donald Olson, a Mount Edgecombe senior from Golovin, describing the atmosphere during the game.
It was absolutely electric with the Whaler crowd and then the Mount Edgecombe cohort behind us and all the alumni and everyone watching. And it was nerve-wracking at the same time with the momentum swings and the down by almost double digits the entire time up until the end.
We've set it up and teed up the tension here pretty heavily. I want to know what the highlights were.
I'm glad you think so. Well, as Mr. Olson just described, the Braves were down by double digits for most of the game. They were down by 13 midway through the third quarter and started clawing back. So with a couple minutes left to go in the fourth quarter, the Braves were down by just 7 points and kept fighting against their deficit. With 4 seconds left on the clock, the score was 77-75 with the Whalers ahead by 2. And Braves junior Caden Herman got fouled and had 2 free throw opportunities, and he sank both of those, carrying his team into the first 4-minute overtime of this game. And the first overtime turned into a second overtime.
Oh my gosh.
And the second overtime turned into a third overtime.
Get out.
So that it was going on almost 6 p.m. in a game that had started at 3 p.m. The teams were tied 93-93 at the top of the third overtime.
Holy cow.
And the first shots came from Mount Edgecombe's Royce Ahlstrom, getting an early lead in the third overtime. Barrow had a couple blocked shots from Edgecombe, but Barrow athlete tied the game again on a rebound score until Mount Edgecombe senior Eldon Andrew hit a 3-pointer to get a 98-95 lead with 2 minutes to play in the third overtime. After the fact, Andrew, who's from New Stoyahook, said that he was working a motion with the team and he was in a corner and saw he was alone. So he moved up the court and called for the ball and shot and saw it go in, and kind of surreal, amazing feeling seeing that shot go in, which ended up being the deciding shot in the game. After a couple missed shots by Barrow, the Whalers did sink one more basket, bringing the score to 98-97. But Edgecombe still had that edge and kept the pressure at bay. So that with 6 seconds left on the clock, Barrow was driving into the Braves' defense, and the Braves forced a loose ball and dove for it along with the Whalers so that the people were kind of flying on the court when the buzzer sounded with the Braves ahead by 1, securing the first state title in school history.
Incredible.
Now, the Mount Edgecombe cheerleaders were there for the game and for the cheer competition that week, but had planned to depart after the game. And since it went so long, the cheerleaders had to leave after the second overtime, but they called in with their parents who were still in the gym so that they could continue watching the third quarter from the van heading to the airport. And a fourth-year cheerleading senior, Asha Furoria, described the moment that the girls watched over FaceTime as the boys won the state title.
We were all in the car screaming once we won. That was pretty fun.
And Asha made the all-state cheerleading team in the state competition in Anchorage.
The cheerleading team fared well at state as well, right?
That's right. The Braves did well, sending Asha to the all-state tournament team. The Sitka Wolves girls cheerleading team was present for the state competition and won for Division II among all the Division II schools that have fewer than 500 students. And a number of Sitka girls took home honors. A junior, Gia Aguiana, and senior, Geneva Antolin Arce, each won a spot on the All-State Tournament team. And junior Annalie Johnson and sophomore Danielle Nilo each received good sportsmanship awards at state.
Obviously, Mount Edgecombe had a historic state tournament. There were the girls also played at state and the Sitka boys. Can we talk a little bit about how they performed at state?
Absolutely. The Mount Edgecombe girls unfortunately lost their first game of the state tournament against Kenai. They had beaten Kenai twice at home. And they had a huge fourth quarter comeback, but didn't quite make it out on top. They were down, I think, 3 points in that game. And the next day, the Braves went on in the consolation bracket, and the girls lost again to Delta Junction. They hadn't yet faced Delta that season, and they lost again by just a few points. And their coach, Ryan Gluth, said that, you know, looking at the season as a whole, he's just seen incredible growth and encourages the girls not to define that season by those last two games.
Accomplished a lot. We accomplished a lot of our goals. Girls didn't end it like we wanted it to, but obviously the boys came out on top, and we knew that they had the potential to do that. And keep telling our girls, keep telling our team that can't define it by the last two games. We have to look at the whole season, and I think we grew a lot. Every one of our players did, boys and girls teams, and we had a great season.
Yes, I am still.
Yeah, okay, cool. Yeah, yeah. And the Braves are graduating a handful of seniors. Captain Tahira Akarin, Lucy Capelli, Angela Ayuluk, Helena Slats, Taylor Dewey are departing Mount Edgecombe this spring, and many of the starters are carrying on into next season.
So the Sitka boys were also in the mix at state. How did they fare? How did they walk away from that experience? Okay.
As we noted, the Sitka boys lost to Mount Edgecombe 56-50 in the semifinals and continued on into the third fifth place game where they faced Nome Belts on Saturday, and the Sitka Wolves lost that game 73-55. In the first round of the tournament, the Wolves had defeated Delta Junction. That advanced them to the semifinals. And the Wolves wrapped up their season with 18 wins and 12 losses and are graduating five seniors: Brett Ross, Kai Hirai, Shane Tincher, Trey Johnson, and Morgan Crenna.
And did I hear that the head coach is stepping down as well?
That's right. Head coach Steve Campagno decided that this will be his last season with the Wolves. He lives down south and has decided it's time to start spending the full year around there, closer to his family. And I know there are a number of assistant coaches lined up to continue the strong team leadership.
So Sitka girls didn't head to state this year. We previously, on previous Sentinel Sports episode, we talked about their Region 5 tournament highlights. But what's next for their team going into next year?
Next year should be exciting for the Sitka Wolves as they're graduating just one senior, the incredible leader, Allie Mayville. And we'll continue building the program that this year was all but two freshmen and sophomores. And the head coach for the girls, Ryan Myers, is also planning to leave the team as he's looking at moving out of the country, and he'll be missed as well. And job postings are up for both the Sitka girls and boys coaching positions.
That's a kind of a wrap on basketball season, but it's certainly not a wrap on the Sentinels' incredible sports coverage. Anna, what's coming up next? What are you gearing up to bring to readers in the next few weeks?
Yeah, I guess I've had my head in the net, if you will. I kind of took me by surprise today to read that the track and softball and baseball seasons have been underway for most of March. Sitka High School is scheduled to host its first baseball tournament April 8th through 11th at Moeller Field. The competitions for track are beginning in early April. Same for softball. Competitions are underway, tournaments continuing through April. Last note that the Alaska Airlines Center, home of the state basketball tournament, is hosting the 2026 Native Youth Olympic State Championships April 16 to 18. That's in Anchorage, and I know that a strong group of Mount Edgecombe athletes are participating in a qualifying tournament early April that will launch some of them into those state finals.
Well, I think that covers it for March and early April. Plenty more to cover. I'm excited to have you back on the air in a few weeks to talk about all the highlights that this month brings us in local sports.
Thanks for having me on, Catherine.
Thanks for joining, Anna.